A succession of three frontal boundaries will move across the Midwest over the coming week to 10 days, generating some light precipitation and forcing temperatures into a below-average mode. Most of the Midwest will be impacted at one time or another by precipitation. We expect the first frontal system to be moving through the region over the next 2 days, and we'll likely see it be more significant in the central and southwest plains and a portion of the western Corn Belt than it will be in the eastern Midwest. And that will not be the case for the second frontal system, which is expected Sunday and Monday, and that one will likely favor the eastern portions of the region rather than in the west. Moisture totals in most cases by the time we're at this point next week will probably run a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch across a big part of the Midwest. I doubt seriously there'll be too many areas that end up with greater amounts of rain, but there is some potential that perhaps this first event might produce some heavier rains from portions of Kansas into Wisconsin, including a part of Iowa and part of northern Missouri. The heavier rains could get upwards to an inch or maybe a little bit more, but it's not likely to be real widespread. The same kind of scenario will play out with the second frontal system, which occurs early next week, probably Sunday into Monday, and it will likely favor the eastern portions of the Midwest, and they too will have the potential for a couple of one-inch amounts of rain, but the majority will probably run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch. The one thing to note on this second frontal system is that if it slows down, and it very well may, the rain totals in the eastern Midwest could be increased and could end up being more like a half to 1.5 inches and something greater. So we'll continue to monitor that second frontal system rather closely. The third front is the one that brings in the most potent cold air, but it also comes into an air mass that's already relatively dry. So precipitation potentials during the middle to latter part of next week will not be very great. A few hundredths of an inch to perhaps two or three tenths of an inch of moisture will come with that frontal system. There's a slight chance we may see something a little bit greater, but again, not likely to be very common. And we'll likely see the coldest weather settle in just shortly after that, towards the end of next week and into the following weekend, at which time we'll probably see the temperatures bottoming out with highs running in the 50s and 60s in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt and 60s in the rest of the region, maybe a few lower 70s in the far south. Low temperatures at night towards the end of next week into the following weekend will definitely fall below freezing in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. It's a little soon to get specific about those temperatures, but we do expect freezes in the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, probably a portion of northern Iowa, perhaps portions of Nebraska as well. But we'll have more details on that when we get closer to the event, which is still going to be tucked away fairly good into next week for many areas. The afternoon temperatures will likely be fairly warm today with a lot of 70 and 80 degree readings likely across the Midwest. The warmest weather will be right across the heart of the region from Kansas into Michigan, and we'll likely see the heat shifting off to the east tomorrow with the majority of the warm weather occurring in the eastern Midwest, mostly coming up out of the Delta into portions of Ohio. The rest of the western Corn Belt tomorrow will see highs in the 60s and lower 70s, and we'll likely see the entire Midwest seeing the upper 60s and 70s as we get into Friday afternoon. We'll see frost and freezes tonight in Montana, a part of the North Dakota crop country, and we'll see the same opportunity maybe on Friday morning, mostly a frost event then. And then we'll take a couple days break from the coldest weather, and early next week, maybe Monday and Tuesday, we'll see more freezes across the northern plains, a small part of the extreme northwestern Corn Belt, and then we'll wait for late next week to have the coldest air settle into the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.